Today is the 50th anniversary of the patent for everyone's favorite hip-twirling toy, the hula hoop. Producer Catherine Davis did some research to find out more about the landmark toy.
At the end of the 1950s, kids wanted one hot item.
Hula hoop!
Professor Leo Brody, who researches 50s pop culture trends at USC, says the hula hoop wasn't just popular because it was fun, but because it was a sign of the times.
Hula hoop was a nice distraction, and you know, it meant kids could be more playful rather than having to go through air raid drills.
In addition to keeping kids' minds off the looming threat of nuclear war, Brody says hula hoops showed off new technology.
Remember, the hula hoops were plastic, and this was like in the early age of plastics when plastic was starting to become much more prevalent.
And what about the swinging gesture kids made to keep the hoops going? Brody says that was a good sign of cultural changes, too.
I think there's a kind of erotic side to it as well. I associate it with the kind of dances that were starting to come in, like the twist. And so it's part of the sort of intriguingly repressed culture of the 50s, where kinds of things were going on under the surface that were about to erupt when the 1960s came along.
50 years ago today, on March 5th, 1963, the official patent for the wildly popular hula hoop was registered by Wham-O Toys, the same company that brought us the Frisbee and the Super Bowl.
Why don't you go and roll your hoop?
Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.